It's 8:45. Live from the KIOS studios, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And with me today, Gwen Williams. She's the program director for Collective for Youth. And I appreciate her stopping in today. Gwen, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. It's been awesome.
Outstanding so far, and we just got started.
I know.
Let's talk about Collective for Youth. Let's talk about the mission of what it is you do, because extremely important. The studies show that extracurricular activities are what keep kids out of trouble.
Absolutely.
With drugs, trouble with teen pregnancy, all those types of things. Mm-hmm. And when you start talking about the younger kids, well, we don't have necessarily sports or drama or those things yet, because those programs aren't established in the grade school. So
exactly.
What do you do with these interim kids?
So, well, what we do is we provide after school programs that really excite the kids and really explore their imaginations. There are always hands-on activities going on, so you can, you know, build a volcano, you can build a robot, you can explore high altitude ballooning. There's so many things that you can do after school to really keep kids engaged, and that's what we do. We provide those services for working families.
So how do you, can you take us through how you engage a school, or how do you get involved? So let's say a school doesn't have a program right now, or doesn't have enough programs for all the kids who would like to be involved. How does your organization step in and help?
So we partner with Omaha Public Schools, and that through that partnership, we work with them to determine which schools need us the most. So we primarily go to schools with the highest need, so the schools with the highest free and reduced lunch rate. So we usually typically go there first, and then we make sure that we're working with the teachers in the building and that we're seeing what the issues are and how we can help. All we want to do is be able to help the teachers and the families to make sure that their students are engaged and really and focus on that attendance piece as well. So if they're coming to the after-school program, the research shows that the students come to school more often if we have an after-school program there for them.
Sure. You get pretty excited about what's going to come up after school.
Absolutely.
So you're excited to be there. How do the kids get home? Do you end up funding late buses and that type of thing
so,
as well?
On the middle school level, there are late after school activities buses, and so they just get on those buses. So if they're in sports or they're in after school programs, they can just get on those buses. But as far as elementary, we stay open until 6:30, so parents have an opportunity to come and pick up their kid right from school. That way we get a chance to see the parents and then talk to them and then share what's going on during the day as well as what's happening after school, so there's that full connection.
And kind of cuts down on that latchkey kid type of scenario.
Absolutely. Which, I was a latchkey kid back in the day, so
sure.
I definitely know what that's like. But these kids don't have to do that anymore, so they do have caring adults every day after school just waiting for them to show up with smiles on their faces.
And what about providing education and training and things to the teachers and the adults that would stay after school to kind of give them ideas and things to do? Do you provide that as well?
Oh, absolutely. We have intense professional development training because that's crucial to making sure that the kids are successful. So every year we have a kickoff where we do 3 days of professional development training, and then we do once a month professional development training as well.
That's outstanding. October 6th, Lights On. It's an event you're having at the Sapp Fieldhouse in conjunction with UNO. Tell me about this event. What's going to happen here?
So what's going to happen at Lights On is kids will be engaged with all kinds of hands-on activities. They have a scene bots that are going to be there, so they get to run robots. They have a group called Girls Rock. They get to actually create their own music while they're there, so that'll be really fun. There'll be clowns. There'll be balloons. There'll be face painting. There'll be explosions of all types. We have
the good kind of controlled explosions.
Controlled explosions, but still fun. Just about learning about chemical reactions. And so that's really fun, too.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you can see some of those like on YouTube, you know, a bottle of root beer and some sugar and that type of thing. It becomes a lot of fun when it's not in your kitchen. how do people sign up for this if they wanted to bring their kids to this?
So it's an actually free event. You don't have to sign up or anything. We will be at the Sapp Fieldhouse Saturday, October 6th from 10 to 2. And so there'll be free food. We'll have food. We'll have water. There'll be outside activities. So we're working with UNO. There'll be soccer camps going on. We also have a 3-on-3 basketball tournament going on that day. So any way you can get involved, please come out. It'll be an amazing event. You can even volunteer. We love volunteers, too, to come and work with all the kids.
Absolutely. If people are looking for information, you can go to the website collectiveforyouth.org. That's collectiveforyouth.org. Gwen Williams, Program Director, you're doing some neat stuff to keep our kids engaged. Really appreciate it, because engaged kids make good community adults.
Absolutely.
Down the road. I appreciate you stopping in today. Thank you very much. And we return to Morning Edition right about now.